The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The Pyeongchang Winter Olympics are over, and with it the end of several Olympic careers, like four-time Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn, who won a bronze medal for her third-place performance in the women's downhill race.
A bronze medal honestly does feel like gold to me, so I think a great way to close out my career in the Olympics.
Vonn's overall Olympic winnings include one gold and two bronze. Likely to compete again is American Michaela Schifrin. The weather spoiled her pre-Olympic bid for a record-breaking five medals. Medals in five events. Still, Schifrin said she was satisfied with gold in the giant slalom and silver in the alpine combined.
Whether you walk away with a medal or not, there's always something to be gained.
Ilana Myers-Taylor became the most decorated U.S. Olympic bobsled athlete with three career medals.
I was so happy. It was just the most incredible feeling.
American David Wise repeated as the men's skiing halfpipe champion in just the second ever running of the event at the Winter Olympics.
What makes me most proud today is that free skiing got to put on the show that we wanted to put on for the world.
The memories of competition viewed by millions around the world will remain for years, and for several athletes, just representing their nation in Pyeongchang has been an Olympic victory.
I definitely feel very proud and happy.
Julian Yi competed for Malaysia in men's figure skating.
I do hope that this will open up the sport more in Malaysia to get more exposure and to get more athletes joining figure skating and representing the country.
Singapore also sent its first athlete to a Winter Olympics, short track speed skater Cheyenne Goh, who learned from her event.
If I do qualify again, probably less scary, but hopefully I would have improved by then, I guess, be more competitive.
Norway topped the final standings in Pyeongchang with a total of 39 medals. Host South Korea was one of four nations with five gold medals. 2022 Winter Olympics host China had one gold among its nine total, but American Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn says the games are much more than medals.
The Olympics are a unifying event, one that has profound impact on the entire world. To quantify it in how many medals you have, I think is not appropriate and doesn't respect the athletes and what they've put in to be in these games.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.